Breakfast with Big Homie's House. Special edition audio bonus with the homie. Got the homie in the building all the way from Flo Rida. Big Homie Dolce.
What's up?
What's poppin'? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm amazing. I'm incredible. I'm glad you matching that energy.
Yes.
So, what's going on? So, we got the joint with SZA called Persuasive.
Yes.
That really has all the... That's the baddie anthem on social
yes,
media.
Yes, it is.
That's the baddie anthem. I feel like if your energy not right, you can't use that sound.
No, it's true. It's luxurious. I've been seeing like a lot of black women in luxury and really like cool places. They play the song. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. What did you... When you were creating that, were you like, okay, this is going to be for that. This is going to be for social media.
No, not for social media. I honestly created it for like rooftop vibes, like rooftop parties, vacation. I just wanted to have like a summer anthem that was classy.
I don't think anybody has ever hit the nail on the head with their, however they wanted to push and promote their song like you.
Thank you.
You know, some people go for these TikTok anthems. They go for these, I wanted to do this, and they kind of, you know, it's you can't always do, it don't play out like it's supposed to, but you.
Thank you.
Pinpoint accuracy.
Thank you.
So, you're the, one of the newest members of TDE. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. Really, really good. The first female rapper on TDE, so...
How did this work out? How did this come to fruition?
So I had a song go viral on the internet. It's called Yucky Bucky Fruitcake. Mm-hmm. And that went viral on TikTok, which kind of triggered it on all other social platforms. Mm-hmm. And A&R at TDE discovered me there. They called me out and I recorded this song Crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got signed.
That's amazing. So coming from, you know, TDE is a West Coast label, and you coming from, you consider Florida the South?
Florida is literally the bottom of the state.
But, you know, some people say Florida is more tropic than southern.
That is the south. It's the south and tropic for sure.
Because, you know, we sound completely different.
We do. Y'all have like a different accent.
You're not country.
Man, come on now. We still a Confederate state.
Can you cook?
Can I cook?
Yeah.
I can't cook. But Dolce, Florida got the best food.
You're not beating these allegations. Don't you? You're not beating these allegations.
Florida is literally the South. Florida and Georgia, to me, is the South.
Oh, Georgia for sure is the South.
Florida is the South. We just a little close to the water, that's all.
No, you kind of like, y'all in the water.
Man.
Something in the water. Y'all in the water.
No, we're completely surrounded by water.
Okay. Well, don't you? I feel like you're coming to your pinnacle right now. Because I feel like you have, you're not... at your peak yet. You're still going to get better. You're still going to get better. And I feel like that's the best thing. I feel the same way about myself. I don't know when I'm hitting my peak. I just know I'm not there.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. So as an artist, how does it feel to be coming up in this generation to where now, like, it's been, I feel like growing up, I'm 32. Mm-hmm. So growing up, we had probably maybe 5 or 10 mm-hmm. female rappers that were popping mm-hmm. over the course of like from the 90s to the late 2010s. But now, you know, we probably got 5 or 10 popping in one summer. So how does it feel to be a part of this class of women that are just doing it right now? Just
honestly,
taking it to the next level.
It feels good. I feel like this is the most saturated female rap has ever been. Mm. I can't remember another time where there were this many female rappers that were all like killing it like this. So it feels really good to be a part of that and be a part of that generation and still find a way to market myself and strategize myself to where I stand out at the same time. Mm-hmm. So speaking
of standing out, you know, I feel like over the past, well, maybe 2 summers ago, mm-hmm. Jermaine Dupri opened a can of worms when he talked about women and rap and pussy raps and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what is your take on that? Because I've seen a lot, like even over the past of the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. it's like people have been taking Glorilla's talking about thug shit and they'd be like, oh, this is so refreshing, but not appreciating the pussy rap. I love the pussy rap.
I'm sure you do.
I love the stripper raps. I love it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like hearing both. I feel like there's definitely a necessary balance there. So what is your take on people like being so apprehensive or having such a negative outlook?
I think that black women in hip hop are critiqued way harshly than any other genre, personally. Mm. And I also think that there's subgenres within hip hop. And we have a lot of hip hop artists, a lot of hip hop male artists that rap about the same topics all the time. And we categorize them as trap artists. You feel me? And that's a whole subgenre. And they're all talking about the same things in different way. So if we're talking about coochie rap or whatever, and we create that as a subgenre, what's so wrong with that? What's the problem? It doesn't matter. It's like these girls and all of us, we're rapping about a lifestyle that's conscious to us, and that's completely valid, and that is okay. Mm. And we don't have to be all things all the time just because we're black women and y'all don't want to hear us talk about something that y'all hear niggas talk about all the time.
Yeah. Again, I appreciate the coochie raps.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Me too.
And we need more of the good shit. I feel like that's the good shit. Because I'm be honest. I feel like, and I'm not gonna put the artist out, but I feel like it was a male artist. It was this news reporter. She said, "It's Friday. I'm not trying to hear no blank." And there's a time and place for every artist. Mm-hmm. So if a woman wants to rap about twerking and shaking her ass, guess what? Let her do that shit. Yeah. Because if you want to hear about a motherfucker reading books and studying and reading poetry and shit, there's an artist for you.
There's a lane.
I don't go to McDonald's looking for goddamn hibachi.
Filet mignon.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go to McDonald's and tell them I want my burger.
Exactly. You going to get your burger how you get your burger.
I'm going to get my burger how I get my burger.
There we go. So we on the same page.
We definitely on the same page. I agree with you.
Okay.
When it's time for hibachi, guess where I'm going
to go? You going to go to the hibachi steakhouse.
I'm going to go to Kiku's. I'm going to go to Benihana's. You
exactly.
know, I'm going to enjoy that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, who's an artist out right now that you haven't worked with that you want to work with? Who's at the top of your hit list?
Let's see. Who should I pick today? Because there's so many. You know, Cakes the Killer.
Cakes the Killer.
You probably don't know who he is. He made this song called Don Dada, Don Diva, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. So Cakes the Killer.
Cakes the Killer.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I gotta look him up.
Yeah. You gotta look him up.
You gotta have my mind racing. So a lot of artists, a big thing for a lot of artists is placements, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could do like a song for any movie, any movie franchise, what would it be?
It's gonna have to be the new Little Mermaid that's coming out or Black Panther.
I could absolutely see you doing something for the new Black Panther.
Yeah.
Considering the track history from the last Black Panther,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you're on the right label. I feel like you're on the right label.
So I would love a placement with Black Panther.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Would you ever see yourself acting?
Absolutely. 100%.
In the Black Panther?
In the Black Panther, any movie.
Any movie?
Yeah.
We need to get that going. So we're going to speak, you know, we love speaking.
Speak it into existence.
We love speaking positivity and success into the guests that come onto the show. So we're going to speak that into your future.
Yes.
Your near future. Are you single?
I am single.
You single?
Wow, what's up?
We hey, baby. You know, because I like to pride myself on not just, you know, this being like a typical interview. So we normally have different topics and shit that we discuss. And I feel like the most, what's the word I'm looking for? The shit that splits the crowd the most is really the relationship topics.
Okay.
So I want your input. I got multiple things written down. So let's see. Okay. So a few weeks ago, we had Iman Shumpert on. And he said that niggas with money don't look for women to have their own money. Woo, doo, 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 woo. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women that were commenting on it said, hey, you know, yeah, I agree. My man works three jobs to provide for us. And I'm like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
That shit sound kind of selfish. So I just need I don't think the regular guy and the regular woman are not supposed to, like, this shit just don't make sense to me. Like,
what do you think?
Like, watching your dude struggle and suffer to provide for one household.
Well, let's talk about that. Because when you say struggling, is he doing something he doesn't want to do? Because some men feel most loved when they can provide for their women, and they want to be the sole provider, and they feel fed from that. So if he's that type of alpha male, it's completely fine. But if you struggling and you doing all this and stressed out just trying to do all this for this one person, and
you are going to be stressed. Regardless of how it makes you feel, you are going to be stressed out. Like if you're working three jobs to provide,
do you want that stress though? Do you want to do that?
Who wants to be stressed?
Some niggas like that. Some men like that. They want to feel like, I'm in the mud, in the trenches. My nails are dirty, so hers can look like this.
Fuck that.
And I love that.
You like that shit?
If that's what you want to do, baby, get dirty.
Fuck that.
But I'm
also not saying, look, let me reiterate. Because people be thinking, oh, you want to split the bit. No, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying I like taking the easiest path to do the most shit.
Okay, I feel you.
The path of least resistance.
Yeah.
So I'm not no... Do you like seeing niggas work hard like that? Like doing manly shit?
Like physical labor?
Like clean, like fixing sinks and building houses and shit like
you
that?
You know, I don't need all that personally. Like, I'm pretty young. I'm 23, so I would love to see you just like work smarter, not harder. Let's get the Tesla. Let's call somebody. Be the guy who has enough money to hire somebody. Hire the chef. Hire the driver.
Exactly. That's the type of shit I'm on. Like, I want to see my man mow the lawn.
We are not in the 1950s.
How old are we? You want to see a nigga crank that shit up?
No, I would love to see him hire landscapers though. Pay for that.
Absolutely.
Pay for that.
Absolutely. But I feel like a lot of dudes in this generation aren't. Why do you think a lot of men aren't in the provider mindset? Because a lot of niggas do have that.
It's 50-50 that millennial culture, and I just think that like technology has advanced in such a way, like the way that you would be defined as a man in the 50s and 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. shit, 90s,
yeah,
it's just not the same now.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's necessary personally, like that physical like labor. But it would be nice for you to mount my TV. You know?
I can't even mount
do
a TV.
See, oh, hell.
I can't even mount a TV. Right,
no,
go.
You got to do a little
my
something.
My cousin mounted the TV.
Mm-mm.
But I clean and cook.
Okay. I love I a cleaner. Cook. I love a cooker.
I can cook like a motherfucker.
Okay.
I kind of just lie because I don't be cleaning.
Man.
We can get it clean, though, but I can cook. You see
okay.
this?
Okay. Okay. But are you paying the bills?
Yeah. But, and also to that point. Right. I had a realization. I was looking out my window. Damn, I'm kind of in a place right now where I can take care of myself comfortably.
Yeah.
All my bills are paid monthly. You know, so if somebody comes in and lives with me, it don't make sense for me to be like, oh, well, you know, I need your half of the rent.
Because you already like paid.
I'm already, mm-hmm. it's already taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other things that you can help me with
mm-hmm.
as, and I feel like that is the part. That's the part of being a partner.
Yes, I agree.
Now, a lot of people may... They get their signals crossed of where they stand in somebody's life because
mm-hmm.
maybe I don't want you as a partner. Maybe I just want to have sex with you.
Yep.
But me just wanting to have sex with you, don't look for me to be I'm not trying to be a provider for you.
Exactly. That has to be clear. And I'm big on that too.
Communication.
Like, we have to be clear about what do you need out of this? What are we really getting out of this? Are we committed? Are we not?
Yeah.
I don't need you to be a wife. I don't need you to be a husband. I just need a nut.
Absolutely. I agree. I absolutely agree. But that being said, once I get that, Kit rocks. And there's no...
I'm with you.
I'm glad you're with me, Dolce. I'm glad you're with me. But there was like, okay, so you're a rapper, you're doing your thing, you're successful.
Yes.
Could you date somebody that didn't make as much as you?
I have.
Yeah, you date broke niggas? Don't you date broke niggas? Give it up for the broke niggas.
But I think that I've realized that that's not working.
Why is it not? Wait a minute.
It's not going to work anymore.
Why is it not working?
It's not. Because the thing is, money isn't important to me because I got my money. I'm good.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is, it's like I never needed that from a man. I never needed a man to provide for me. And I genuinely never looked for it.
Mm.
But I think now it's kind of like, when you date somebody who makes like significantly less than you,
ooh.
You know, it puts me in a state where I have to be masculine and I don't want to be too masculine.
Yeah.
So I just need equal or more.
Yeah. Okay. So I saw this brought me up to another topic. I saw this woman on Facebook. She said like the more women earn, the higher and more successful they are, the harder it is to find a mate. And,
yes.
like, and part of my, and you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So part of me was thinking like on the other end of that spectrum, men don't have a problem dating down.
True. They don't.
But women do.
Yes.
Why?
I think it's because, like I said, I
you
think
want me
that,
to tell you why?
Why? Go ahead. Say why.
Because of outdated patriarchal things that people try to hold on to part of.
Uh-huh.
If back in the day, right, you know, women didn't have as many rights.
Mm-hmm.
Damn near, like, I think the women just got the right to own a bank account
literally.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they had to have a man's... They had to,
like approval, like a cosign, basically.
To own a bank account. Okay, cool. We're not living like that no more.
True.
Women are successful. They're earning at the same or more than a lot of these dudes because I feel like...
We're still earning less than the dollar, but keep going.
But I feel like women are hustlers more than women. I mean, more than men? More than men, yes. Women will
ambitious.
Definitely hustle to get a dollar quicker than more than a man.
Now, absolutely.
The reason why they're earning less, of course, you got to admit, is misogyny, mm-hmm. patriarchy, shit mm-hmm. like that. But when it comes to earning and being high earners, shit. If you're up,
mm-hmm.
you're up, you're Dolce, hottest in the planet,
mm-hmm.
and a guy comes on that you really like, but he just regular degular, like he may be a teacher or some shit.
Well, that's fine as long as you have a job.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really, well, then again, but my lifestyle, like the amount of money that it requires for my lifestyle, if you can't support that the same or more, it's just not going
to
work.
Well, what if he wanted to convert his lifestyle to just support you, doing things that to help you and your...
That makes me nervous. So you want to just convert your entire lifestyle just to me? No, because you're going to end up getting unhappy, and then you're going to resent me, and then I'm going to kick you out.
Yeah, I agree. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because...
It's not going to work.
It gets to a point where you're not living your life anymore. You're living a shadow of mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now you're upset with me in the long run.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like it's always a recipe for disaster. So at the end of the day, fellas,
a lot of
problems in life would be resolved if you just got some more money.
Exactly. Just get some more money.
Get some more money. And I feel like people are, life sucks and then you die. That's it. You can't really sugarcoat that. It's bad, but cool, man. Hey.
Period.
It is what it is. Somebody out there for you.
It's just not me.
It may not be Doji. Somebody out there. It's going to be a librarian in your hood.
That's good. And good for y'all.
Y'all just be happy. But I feel like a lot of people, men and women, try to live above and beyond their standards. They try to date out of their circle. And you got to be real.
You have to be real.
Their dating circles exist.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian is not going to date a janitor.
And it's not because he's not a nice guy. It's just you can't even live up to my lifestyle.
It's not... The lifestyle and just he's not even in they're not gonna be in the same social groups.
No, not at all. We don't even think alike.
You
to be
date
honest.
Like people like until the internet, people in Atlanta dated people in Atlanta. Yes. Now the invention of the internet, you have the invention of social circles. So maybe you can reach out to somebody that stays in Wyoming.
True.
You know, you guys can link, and if everything else lines up, hey, you can move to Wyoming, she can move to Atlanta.
I stick to my state.
You not dating nobody in Wyoming?
Ain't nobody dating nobody in no Wyoming.
I'm gonna move to Wyoming.
No,
but that's after the fact.
Okay.
When me and the family gonna move to Wyoming.
Okay, that's sweet.
Cause I'm
what's in Wyoming that's so specific?
Kanye put me on shit.
Really?
It seems really settled out there. I want to be away from people.
Is it like a retirement area?
Probably not retirement, but just secluded. I like seclusion. I'm not no outside. I don't be in the clubs.
It's a lot of profit there, I bet.
Yeah,
I got to do my research.
Yeah,
good land.
Yeah, land. Like, and I don't like being around a bunch of people.
Okay.
So, and I'm pretty sure there's no popping clubs in Wyoming.
I love that.
So I can just stay out the way.
That's good for me in my 40s.
See, I'm older than you.
Not too much older. You're 32. You're young. Really young guy.
I'm young, but I'm closer to 40 than you.
Okay, that's true.
That's gonna hit me a lot sooner. So, you know, yeah, that's definitely the goal. Staying out, getting your money, staying out of the way. I'm like that now. So, this could be funny.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But definitely appreciate you kicking it with the homies. So what else we got coming up that I missed? Anything that I missed?
So I got my EP that's already out. You guys can stream that on all streaming platforms. It's Doechii, Doechii. I'm on all streaming platforms and all social platforms as well. And I have an album coming up too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the album?
I can't tell you.
Whisper it.
That'll ruin the surprise.
Whisper it. But Doechii, I am so glad I got to kick it with you. Now I've heard
Thank
your name
you.
On the internet. I've listened to you. You obviously been listening to your music every time I open up Instagram.
Sweet.
And you got the baddies across the world voguing and doing a whole
as
bunch
they
of,
should.
As they should. I mean, you kind of led the charge in this shift in music.
I didn't want to say it.
I mean, we gotta, you know.
I didn't want to say it.
I said it, so you can just agree to it. But
okay.
I feel like Doechii kind of led the charge. When now you've seen all these other big artists. You know, Meg just dropped something today that's kind of in the same vein. So shout
out
to
you. But then again,
you
know, they've been working on their projects for a long time.
They've been working on their projects, but you know, they've been on.
I feel like there's a synchronicity of how
they be on the
right
same
now.
Instagrams we be on. Okay? But I appreciate you coming and kicking with us and continue to lead the charge for the culture and being a face and a voice for young black girls and young people in general that are trying to find their voice and find their value in this
yes.
world. So you keep being you because you're such a positive spirit. This is our first
Thank
time
you.
Kicking it. And, you know, it's definitely not going to be the last. So,
period.
One time for Dolce kicking it with the homies.
Thanks so much.
And look, check out her new project. We're going to include some links to that below, and we are gone.
Bye, y'all. That was good. Ooh.